So good morning and welcome back to Thought for the Day. We're going to be looking today at Titus chapter 3 and most particularly the end of verse 5 to the end of verse 7. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we pray again, Lord, that you would open your word to us. We thank you for the many times that you've done that in the past, and we pray that you'd continue to do that now. We pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to be at work in us, making us more like the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. So let me read to you then Titus chapter 3 and verses 5 to 7. He saved us not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. So then yesterday we heard that God's mercy comes to us as undeserving sinners who are rescued by Jesus Christ. That's the very beginning part of verse 5. Well, today we're thinking on the change that takes place in our hearts when we trust in Christ. So as we've put our faith in him, what actually happens? What goes on, as it were, behind the scenes? Well, the key thing that we need to grasp is that Christ gives us the Holy Spirit. As we trust in him for that salvation, for that rescue that we so desperately need, the Holy Spirit is poured into our lives. It's not a small splash, as it were, just a little drip from a jug, as it were, but there is a generous portion of the Holy Spirit given to us. And there are two things that the Holy Spirit does for us. When we think about conversion, when we think about coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, there are two things that the Holy Spirit does. First thing that he does is he makes us new. The old has gone and the new has come. When we put our faith in Christ, we are washed and cleansed. And this is so thorough a transformation that we are born again. So it's as though we have been born again. We have been starting life anew. And we are now children of God with a new heart and a new spirit. So the Bible speaks into this in various different ways. And all that drove us to live for self and to disregard God is washed away along with the guilt that we have been carrying. So the first thing that the Holy Spirit does as he applies the work that Jesus has done to our lives is he thoroughly washes us and cleanses us. We've repented of our sin. And in that repenting, in that process of taking hold of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit cleanses us and makes us new. He grants us that new heart and that new spirit that lives for God. And that's really where we get to understand the second thing that the Holy Spirit does. He gives us desires. He renews us. He renews us, as it were, in our following of God. And just like a baby who craves its mother's milk, and knows it knows its needs but just can't verbalize them, then the Holy Spirit in each of God's children grants us desires and hungers for the thing hunger for the things of God. Our lives are not just begun again, they are renewed to value and to seek Christ. There is a transformation, a supernatural transaction that takes place that God is working out in our lives, and a transformation that is there that he brings about. Well, this same Jesus who saves us and gives us his Holy Spirit also justifies us. That is, he gives us a good standing in God's sight. It's not, as it were, he doesn't give us a justification for our behaviour, as it were. He, as it were, justifies us. He makes us right in God's sight. He supplies what we lack. He gives us righteousness. Now, if we were to enter God's presence thinking that we could, on the value of the good things that we have done, if we think we could get into God's court in that way, when we would discover that we can't even get close, we can't even get through the door, our way would be barred. Why? Because we are condemned criminals, and condemned criminals do not get to enter the court of kings, and most particularly the King of Kings. Now, our rap sheet, as it were, of convictions against a holy God would be full of all manner of godlessness and of wickedness. We would be full up, our rap sheet, as it were, would be full up with all of the things that we have done with no reference to God. We've done through selfishness, we have done through simply wanting our own way. So what Jesus does on the cross then is he pays for our convictions. He pays for those things that we have done wrong, the debts that are owed because of those. So our debts are wiped out. Estrangement from God is no longer on the cards because Jesus has made it possible for us to be right with the Father. And the penalty of suffering in hell is removed because Jesus Christ pays that for us. It's all gone because of Jesus. So the rap sheet is made clean. It's as though it never existed in the first place. It's as though there was never anything put to our case. More than that, though, we're not just given a clean rap sheet that there's no offences there for us to answer for, but actually we're given, as it were, the record of Jesus. So instead of just having a negative record, we now have a positive record. His perfection, his righteousness is counted as ours. And now we can stroll boldly into God's presence. We can go into where his throne is because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of all that he has done. We have now have the seal of approval on our lives, and we are co-heirs with Christ. So we go from being enemies of God, heading to destruction, to being those who are in the family of God, able to inherit, to enjoy eternity with God. We have eternal life. Eternal life is a gift from God. All this has been done on our behalf, and we have done nothing. There has been nothing that we've added to this transaction. The transaction is what Jesus has done for us. It is a supernatural transaction in which he gives us all that we need to live for him in these days. So what does that mean for today? What does that mean? How can we get excited about this wonderful teaching that our debt is cleared, that we have been given righteousness, that we're clean, that we stand justified in God's presence? How can this, as it were, help us today? Well, if we trust in Christ, then we know that we can have confidence that whatever life is like, whatever hardship we have to bear, that we will one day experience what perfection truly is. You know, we look for it often in this life. You know, we have a moment of greatness in our life, and we want to capture that and keep a hold of it forever. But the trouble is we can't, because we aren't the same people, or we do things in a different way, or that whole moment seems to just somehow get lost. It's that tiny glimpse of perfection, but it's not the perfection that we can enjoy for eternity. Well, here we are told that we will enjoy that perfection for eternity. We will enjoy unbroken fellowship with Christ. We will experience a world without sin, and we will know true joy at all times. That's what's on offer for the believer, so we can have confidence today that whatever we go through, actually comparing it to what we have to come, it will be there won't be a comparison there, really. It will seem as nothing, the hardship that we have to go through, because of the glory that we will one day enjoy. And then this should enable us to keep life's suffering in context. We should be able to see it in the light that God does, and it should keep us from going astray. Because many who talk about the trials and the hardship in life, who claim to be Christians, often drift away because they have never fully grasped what Christ has done for them. Well, here, if you've grasped what Christ has done for you, you know that whatever you have to suffer, whatever difficulties you might have to go through this day, you will be rewarded for in eternity. And we should also know, and we should also understand, that only in Christ is true life found. You know, many people try all kinds of things to make their life worthwhile and to experience the best of life. Well, truly, life is only found in Christ, and that is eternal life, which comes into this life by the nature of our relationship with him. We should also understand that peace should flow from the security that we have in Jesus, knowing that if today we are called from this life into the next, knowing that we will go to be with Jesus, well, that should fill our lives with peace. You know, one of the big things about the coronavirus and the fear that surrounds it is the fear of death. And for the believer, there is no fear in death. We know that we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, and so we have peace in life. So even if we should, God forbid, contract COVID, if that comes our way, then we know that we are eternally safe. We know that we go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And strength should flow from the knowledge of his presence with us. Here we are told that this wonderful transaction has taken place. The Lord Jesus Christ has given his Spirit into our lives. He is with us at all times, and that presence fill us with strength. We know that we can do whatever God calls us to in these days. It should mean that we choose the right paths, because they will be our delight as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Father, as we've thought about these things this morning, we acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that we adore. He is the one who has made us right in your sight. He is the one who gives us that righteousness that we need to stand as those who are made sinless in your sight, those who are made right in your sight. We thank you and praise you that ongoing work of sanctification continues in our lives, and we praise you that one day when we stand before you, we will be like you, because we will see you as you truly are, and we will be transformed by your grace at that point. And we thank you and praise you for this. Help us to live for you this day, to choose the right paths that you've called us to. In Jesus' name, amen.